Calling dispatch. This is Officer Vexing on the scene of a possible 1050. Lux Fine Jewelry, 211 South 2nd Avenue. Silent alarm was triggered at 10:34 p.m. Over. This is the fourth time this month. This shop isn't even in a bad neighborhood. God. Yes, sir. Another break-in? Well, you know the routine. I need to see your identification, take down a statement from you, including any details you can provide. When did the break-in occur? I see. So how many people were involved? Can you give me a description? Do I need to inform you that filing a false report to the police is illegal? Sir? Your business has been investigated multiple times already, and every time there has been no evidence of any crime. It is a felony in this jurisdiction that carries a minimum of 1 year and heavy fines. Is it really worth my attention to risk that sort of sentencing? What do you think? I'm stupid? I've seen the way you've handled yourself on past callouts. It is part of my job to be perceptive, and I'm very good at reading people. What's that? Are you serious? You're propositioning me? Going from one offense to another? I should take you in right now. But I will admit, I find you rather attractive as well. So, faced with the threat of jail time and losing your business, just how far are you willing to go to stay out of these handcuffs? Here, let me radio in and just flip the sign on your door to close. I take it you have a back room? Lead the way. Now keep your hands where I could see them, and step up to that desk. You know how I implied you would be able to keep yourself out of these cuffs? I lied. I wasn't intending to give you an option. Put your wrists together behind your back. Now then. You look even better now that you're restrained. If you're a good boy, I might not file any charges against you. You have to make it worth the risk of my suspension. Shut up. Don't you dare move. I'm just going to start by getting out of this duty belt here. Lean forward on that desk and spread your legs. I have to pat you down now. Make sure you're not carrying any concealed weapons. Nice firm chest you have there. Tight stomach. Thighs. I can feel you shivering, baby. Is this turning you on? Having my body pressed up against you so close from behind. Now then, since you're clean, face me and get on your knees. No, you're not allowed to talk. Just keep your eyes on me, like a good boy. Watch while I strip out of my slacks. I want to feel your tongue teasing along my thighs, licking up to flick against me over and over. Good boy. That's a good start. Do you think you deserve to taste just how wet you've already made me? No, don't speak. Nod your head if you want to answer. That's better. Now use your teeth and pull my panties down, like a good boy. Yeah, your tongue feels so good. Now flick the tip against my clit. You do tease so well. You're such a good boy. Now stop. Now that you've gotten a taste, I want to taste you. Well, more than a taste. I'm just going to take these pants off you now. Your boxers, too. Now, just stay down on your knees. Lay still and just enjoy this. Yes. You like the way my little pussy feels sliding against the head of your thick shaft. Remember, no words. Silence. I like just how helpless you are with your hands cuffed like that. I bet you never thought you'd have an officer riding you when you tripped that alarm on purpose, did you? Yes, you may thrust into me. Good boy. Consider it a reward. Fuck. You feel so good filling me up. I'm already getting so close to coming hard on you. Yes, you may come. You may come inside me, deep, deep inside me, baby. Right, fucking now. Just so you know, next time, call me, and we can have a nice leisurely fuck in the back. I'll catch you later. I need to get back to the station. Have a good night.